This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance. Underline those words, if you underline in your Bible, of first importance. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried and that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, that He appeared to Peter and then to the 12. After that, He appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom who are still living. Still living when? When this was written. Though some of them have fallen asleep. Then He appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, He appeared to me also as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, underline this verse, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. I've said it before, but I believe it with all my heart. Tell me what you believe about the resurrection, or you don't believe in the resurrection of Christ, and I will tell you what kind of man you are. Tell me what you believe about the resurrection, or you don't believe about the resurrection, and I'll tell you something of what kind of woman you are, because your belief in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, or your disbelief, lack of belief in that, will color, it will impact everything else you believe in life. We are the result of what we believe physiologically. We're the result of what we believe emotionally. And you are the result of what you believe in so many ways. And the ultimate way is you are the result of what you believe about the resurrection. Let's bring up verse 1 again, if we can, verses 1 and 2. Now, brothers, I want to remind you. So much of preaching is just reminding people of what they already know. Remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. You receive the gospel and then you take your stand on it. You know, some of you politically have taken a stand in your political positions and you're quick to point out what you believe about certain political issues. That's your prerogative. Some of you are very opinionated, perhaps, about a family issue, and you say, I don't care what so-and-so says. I don't care what grandma says about it. I believe this is what happened. And you stand on that, and here's my point. Whatever you stand on, where you say, I won't waver at all, make sure you stand on this thing, that Jesus Christ is alive. And because He's alive and because He lives, we will live also. Verse 2, by this gospel, you are saved. That's a good biblical word. We don't use it a lot today about, you know, being saved, but it's a biblical word. By this gospel, you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preach to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. Now go right into verse 3, if you will. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance. I want to ask you a personal question. For some reason, I didn't ask this in the first service, but I think it's a valid question. What would you describe in your life today, right now, that is of first importance? Now here's the deal on that. You're the only one who knows that. Some of you privately would say, well, it's my job that is of first importance. Some of you would say, well, it's a certain relationship I have. That's of first importance. Others would say, well, no, it's my money. That's of first importance. My point being is that you know what is of first importance in your life. And it's significant that Paul says, no, I'll tell you what is of first importance. And then he goes on to give the gospel, the good news. Let's go right into it. It's that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day, according to the Scriptures. Everything about the gospel can be distilled down to those words. He died, He was buried, and He rose again.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.